Team Phoenix are participating in the world's greatest shave this Sunday in the Toy World car park in Rockhampton.
First of all, can I say, love the name Phoenix, rising from the ashes
yeah.
and burning it up and rising again.
Absolutely. So to join us to tell us more about it is Susie. Good morning, Suze.
Good morning.
Now, first things first, can you tell us about Team Phoenix, please?
Okay, Team Phoenix is three ladies, Vicky, myself and Beck, and one junior member, which is Ella. And we've come together to raise awareness and as much money as we can to help the Leukemia Foundation.
World's greatest shave.
Well, what inspired you all to get together and do this?
It was an idea that I came up with just to try and show my boys that sometimes you've got to help people that you don't know for reasons that you can't really explain.
Oh, so, yes.
Thank you for doing that.
I wrote Vicky into it,
yep.
and then Beth came along, and then Ella put her hand up and said, please. So she's with us too.
Oh.
And how old is Ella?
Ella's 9.
Oh, what a legend.
We love Ella.
And
Ella,
what a great lesson to teach the kids. That's the thing. It doesn't have to be someone that you directly know that you jump in to help. We can just all help each other.
Good people can do good things for good reasons
that impact.
Don't need to be explained. Yeah.
That's right.
That's
and that's what we're about. And we've come, Team Phoenix has come from the realms of long hair and we're entering the realms of baldness.
Wow.
Have you
so you're all shaving it off?
We are. Ella's going to be a little bit longer than a shave,
okay,
but we're all shaving it off.
Have you ever been bald before?
No.
How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I think some of us are a little bit worried and other people are just in complete denial.
Susie, I have to say, my issue with going bald for me is that my ears actually would stick out. It looked very, very wing nutty. I could not rock the Sinead O'Connor look.
No.
So how do you feel? How are your ears?
Well, I think my ears will be okay, but I do think I've got a funny shaped head. So a lot of beanies, I think, will be coming my way.
Yeah, the scarves look amazing. Amazing.
Look,
so you can definitely rock those.
Besides the cone heads and cauliflower ears and all that sort of thing, we spoke to Jane, one of your friends, Piggy, and she was saying that this whole hair situation is sort of really, when you think about it, the least of the problems for people going through these sorts of treatments.
Yeah, it still matters, but they have so many other things that transform through their lives, don't they, Susie?
But the Phoenix team will get that sort of insight as to how people might feel.
That's right. And, like, the people who are affected by leukemia don't have a choice. Unfortunately, they lose their hair.
Yeah.
Whereas we do have a choice. And if we can do one little thing like this and help them, then that's our goal is achieved.
Okay, where do we go to support the cause?
Okay, Sunday the 17th of March from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. we'll be in the Toy World car park.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Now, all of your details are on our website. We've also shared that to our Facebook page. Triplem.com.au and be as generous as possible.
Go Team Phoenix!
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast!